at the end of Birchas HaTorah. So we recite the Mishnah from Peah, Ela Dvarim She'en Lem Shir. And we say, these are the things which have no measure. We discuss the idea that certain mitzvos have a beginning, have an end, can be quantified. But then there are other things, She'en Lem Shir, that have no particular discernible measurement. They're endless. In other words, one could continue to perform, one could continue to uphold. And amongst those are things like kibud avvaim, honoring parents, gemilos chasodim, performing acts of kindness. There's no end to the kavod you give to your parents. There's no end to the chesed, the acts of kindness or charity that you could do for another. And the end of that Mishnah reads, v'talmud Torah kineged kulam. And Torah, so the way we normally translate this, and Torah learning corresponds or is equal to all of these things. So a simple reading of the Mishnah teaches us that although all of the mitzvos enumerated in this paragraph are so incredibly important, and so incredibly dramatic, nothing is as important, nothing is as dramatic or impactful as Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah kineged kulam. Talmud Torah is the equivalent of everything. So there are many different interpretations of this phrase, but I want to share with you an incredible insight by the Tiferet Shlomo, the great Tzaddik Rav Shlomo of Radomsk, and he gives a very simple explanation. What does it mean, v'talmud Torah kineged kulam? Shalomid bishul klal Yisrael, v'lo rak liatzmo. Talmud Torah kineged kulam means, when is your Torah most impactful? Kineged kulam. When you learn in the merit of everyone else, and not just for yourself. You see, sometimes when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes when we learn Torah, we do mitzvos. We have very noble motivations, very noble aspirations. We're motivated by the most incredible and wonderful desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's a personal avodah between myself and God. Says the Radomsker, says the Tiferet Shlomo, the highest level, Talmud Torah kineged kulam. That when you learn, have in mind that the zchus, the merit of your learning, should be kineged kulam, should be for all of Klal Yisrael. When you do your mitzvos, have in mind that they're not only a form of aliyah, a form of elevation for you, but a form of elevation for all of Klal Yisrael. When you give your tzedakah, when you do your chesed, when you're mechabed your parents, whatever it is that you're doing that's wonderful, uplifting, and holy, kineged kulam. Avoid the desire to just work on your own relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And simultaneously, while building yourself, whatever you do, always make it kineged kulam. Make sure to direct your zechuyos, your merits, not just for your own elevation and growth, but for all of Am Yisrael. And especially in these times, when we all need zechuyos, we all need merits, our communities and our world, now is the time to live lives of the Talmud Torah kineged kulam. So the next time we learn Emir Tzashem, or we do any other mitzvos, in addition to using these spiritual activities as a springboard to enhance our personal relationship with Hashem, let us also have in mind that our dynamic spiritual activity should be a benefit for all of Klal Yisrael and for all of mankind. Wishing everyone a wonderful day, a good Chodesh, and a good Shabbos.